This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Budget writers in the Missouri Senate are preparing to begin work on their proposal for next year's spending plan. Hearings are set to begin Wednesday on all 13 budget bills passed last month by the House. That chamber's version would spend $24 billion to keep the state running from July 1st through the end of June of next year, while diverting $28 million to higher education from a program that aids the blind. President Pro Tem Rob Mayer has indicated the Senate will make several changes to the House's version of the budget. Mayer says he doesn't expect the budget will be ready for Senate floor debate for at least 2 weeks. The General Assembly is scheduled to begin its Easter break after Thursday's adjournment. However, the Senate Appropriations Committee is slated to meet on Good Friday. Three Missouri bats north of the St. Louis area are confirmed to have white nose syndrome. The disease can be deadly for bats. KBIA's Kara Hart has more on the recent discovery.
Last month, cases of bats with white nose syndrome were discovered in the eastern United States. The disease slowly made its way west of the Mississippi River. One brown bat and two tricolored bats were found in two public caves in Lincoln County with the disease. Tony Elliott is with the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says these are the first ever confirmed white nose syndrome cases in the state.
Fortunately, it means the disease has arrived in Missouri. There is no reason to believe that in a couple years, we won't be seeing major mortalities in the state.
The disease begins as a fungus, which can spread many ways. One way is bat to bat. Elliott says Missouri witnessed a fungus scare in 2010.
That whole history in Missouri indicates to me is that the fungus is probably moving ahead of the detected areas of the areas where the disease is detected.
Jeremy Coleman is the National White Nose Syndrome Coordinator for the National Fisheries and Wildlife Service. He expects more confirmed cases across the U.S.
I think this evidence that we have from this Missouri announcement is that the white nose does continue to spread and will likely continue to do so.
Elliott also says he expects Missouri bat mortality to increase in 2013 or 2014. The two Lincoln County caves are currently closed to public access. Kara Hart, KBIA News.
Missouri players are not among the big winners in last week's record Mega Millions drawing, but some received nice consolation prizes. Three players shared the record $656 million jackpot, including people from two neighboring states, Illinois and Kansas. The third winner is from Maryland. The Missouri Lottery said Monday that one Missouri player won $250,000 by matching all five white ball numbers in the Mega Million drawing. That ticket was purchased at a UGAS in Cedar Hill. 13 others in Missouri won $10,000 each by matching the Mega Ball and four white ball numbers. Mega Millions players in Missouri have 180 days to claim a prize, in this case, until September 26. And Columbia holds municipal elections today. Seats on the city council from the 2nd and 6th wards are up for grabs, as well as a 3-year spot on the Columbia Board of Education. Elections in other towns throughout Boone County will also take place. KBIA will provide full coverage online and on air tonight and tomorrow morning. The first bill signed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon during this legislative session allows school board members in a suburban St. Louis school district to keep serving 3-year terms. State law says that once a city's population exceeds 70,000 people, its school district becomes an urban school district. The law says school board members in those districts can serve 6-year terms but are limited to 2 terms. The city of O'Fallon, home to the Fort Zumwalt School District, had a population of more than 79,000 in the 2010 census. Board members there had been serving 3-year terms without term limits. Under the bill signed Monday by Nixon, they will be able to keep doing so. Other districts already exempted from the law are Columbia, Lee's Summit, and Springfield. An MU anthropologist has identified a group of rare animal-shaped mounds in Peru. The lengths of the mounds range from 16 feet to more than 1,000 feet. They are 3 to 5,000 years old. KBIA's Tatiana Darier has more.
Robert Benfer is the professor emeritus at MU's Department of Anthropology who discovered the mounds. He says the findings were particularly surprising.
Until I found these and identified them on the ground, the only such mounds known in the world were from the United States. A big part of the central United States has them, but no place else in the world. And so these were totally unexpected.
The mounds are piles of stone and earth that are in the form of animals. Benfer says they are most likely to represent the Andy civilization zodiac. Curtis Brennan is the president of the Curtis and Mary G. Brennan Foundation. He says the foundation has been supporting Benfer's work in Peru.
He seems to have a knack for discovering unusual things, like his earlier efforts were at Buena Vista, a very early pre-agricultural temple complex on the coast.
Professor Benfer says his research will continue to focus on the astronomical and archaeological orientations of the mounds. Tatiana Darie, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.